This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. An American citizen and former U.S. Marine was killed while fighting alongside Ukrainian forces as Russia launched new attacks in eastern Ukraine. Willie Joseph Cancel, age 22, was working with a private military contracting company when he was killed on Monday. He's the first known U.S. citizen to die while fighting in Ukraine. Cancel signed up to work for the private military contracting company shortly before the war in Ukraine broke out at the end of February. That information comes from Cancel's mother, Rebecca Cabrera, who spoke to CNN in a phone interview. She said when the war began, the company began recruiting contractors to fight in Ukraine, and Cancel agreed to go. At a news conference Friday, however, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Americans should not go to Ukraine.
We know people want to help, but we do encourage Americans to find other ways to do so rather than traveling to Ukraine to fight there. It is a war zone. It's an active war zone, and we know Americans face significant risks.
A State Department official told CNN that they are aware of these reports and are closely monitoring the situation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who holds this year's Group of 20 presidency, announced Friday that he has invited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the Economic Forum's November summit, which is to be held in Bali. Widodo said he extended the invitation during a call with Zelensky on Wednesday when he turned down a request for weapons but offered humanitarian assistance to Ukraine instead. He said he spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, and the Russian president informed him that he will be attending the summit. U.S. President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and others have said they will not go to the summit if Putin will be there. This is VOA News. Wall Street stocks finished their session sharply lower on Friday following disappointing results from Amazon, while markets grappled with worries over inflation and higher interest rates. The broad-based S&P 500 finished down 3.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 2.8%, while the tech-rich NASDAQ Composite Index tumbled 4.2%. Amazon share prices fell 11% Friday after the massive online retailer posted its first quarterly loss in 7 years. Amazon lost $3.84 billion during the first quarter of the year. Last year, during the same time, it recorded a profit of $8.11 billion. The value of Amazon's stock has dropped 23.2% this year. A U.S. real estate brokerage has settled a lawsuit alleging housing discrimination. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has the story.
Fair housing advocates say under the agreement, Redfin will expand housing opportunities for consumers in communities of color in various major cities. The deal calls for Redfin to change its minimum housing price policy and pay $4 million to settle the lawsuit brought by the National Fair Housing Alliance and 9 other fair housing organizations. Redfin says that it prefers to spend money on advancing fair housing rather than on litigation, and that the settlement is not an admission of liability. I'm Mike Hempen.
Afghanistan lost 2 more local radio stations in April as economic hardship has hit the country's media community. The stations cited financial constraints in announcing their closures. Media groups Reporters Without Borders and the Afghan Independent Journalists Association say more than 40% of Afghan media outlets closed between the Taliban takeover in August and the end of last year. A joint survey by the media rights groups found up to 60% of journalists, around 6,400 people, lost their jobs during that period. The Taliban also ordered media organizations to share advertisements before airing them. In an April 15 letter viewed by VOA, the Taliban Ministry of Information and Culture said that media outlets are obliged to share advertisements that have, in its words, political, security, or social aspects. They're obliged to share those advertisements with the Ministry of Information and Culture. Recapping our top story this hour, an American citizen and former U.S. Marine was killed while fighting alongside Ukrainian forces as Russia launched new attacks in eastern Ukraine. Willie Joseph Cancel, was age 22. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.